to work, bro. I have a 9 to 5.
It's
bro.
10 p.m.
I have a 9 to 5. You got a what? 10 to 3.
Yeah, it varies.
That's what I'm saying. No, you just living a good life. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm chilling.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Everybody out here, dude. I mean, the city of LA in debt to you.
Are those corduroy shorts?
Like, you ain't been here for an hour. Nigga, you could have brought them up an hour ago. You want to bring it up on here?
I ain't seen
them. You want to bring it up on here?
Up till now. Grab me one of the Modelos.
Grab your Modelo, motherfucker.
No.
How about that? It's right in front of you, mud.
Bro, this is yours.
You be yelling this shit sometimes.
You said you had a screwdriver to open them.
Looking on top of that for me. That's how I feel about your soul.
Open?
Yeah, straight up. Straight up. The Why not?
What did we have last time? Travis Scott seltzers.
Oh,
rest
shit,
in
that
peace.
Was then. Damn, you was in like third to last third crib you was grade. In.
Yeah, this right? is, I'm in my 7th house this year. In
seventh
LA.
House of the Bible. Like, it's crazy.
Jesus. Shit, man. Fuck, I hit my first
Damn, bro. Hey, honestly,
I already ran out of shit.
I be hearing them sometimes. Hey, thinking back, I really was showing two dudes I was with tonight the podcast. I didn't show it to them. I just sent it to them.
Yeah.
But like, they were like, yo, what's your best episode? I'm like, fuck.
None of them?
I just don't know. I know what the worst one felt like, but I've never gone back and really sat fucking backtracked through these. It probably be a nice experience, like on acid or some shit, or right. on shrooms, just like sit back and be like, wow, that was me back then. But when I was fucking scrolling through and trying to figure out one to send to him, I saw that the third one said, our best podcast yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
it must have been the peak of something. Like, bro, what did we even do? Like,
do you remember?
No, I didn't listen to
our best one yet. We probably just like figured out how to get the sound working or something.
Probably just not. Yeah.
No, wait.
Saying.
You know what's funny? I think it actually dead ass was like we figured out how to record it correctly. Like I think just the quality was the best. Ain't no way it was funny.
So proud of us though.
No, me
so
too.
So proud
bro.
Of us.
Look at the 2 years. It's been almost two years since we started. Actually, past 2 years. September of 2019.
What was it, 2 years that we knew each other before we dipped? Or was it like a year?
2 years, but you lost your phone for about a year. So,
so that didn't count and shit. Like, what? Like,
I was
what
talking to someone. Yo, we got to bring it up. I was talking count? To someone the other day about that. I'm like, dude, this is how I know it's
I
my best
friend. I
still
was living and like going through it.
This
shit.
Guy lost his cell phone and didn't even bother to like find it nor get a new one. And he just fell off the face of the earth for like 3-4 months. But he came back like a brand new human being. Better than I ever had seen him. It was the most bizarre shit I've ever seen.
Thanks, bro.
Like me, I'm just like, fuck, yeah. I couldn't even go 5 minutes without it. And you came back a better. I mean, I probably would.
I mean, it was very
to,
circumstantial. Like, fucking shit happened.
You must not have been working.
And it came to. But
that's
was,
my stress is like work calling
yeah,
or some
no,
shit.
I worked the same job for 2 years.
You pulled that. Up with no phone?
But, bro, it was a job I pulled up at 6:05. They hated me. I was late every day, bro. Still to this day, bro. But. I pull up late like, every day, right? But I get there at 6:05 a.m. every day and just work my ass off the whole day. Whole fucking day. I just like kind of loved it. I kind of loved like the idea of physical labor and like me right. being able to, in a sense, like just work out all day.
Right.
And like go at my own pace and also throw my headphones in and just wild out, right? But at the same time, like that time was the time when like they didn't have to email me. I was just like working. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to email me. I didn't have to like, communicate with people on the phone and like reach out to people like at work. And like when I went to work, it was 6 a.m. and then boom, get off at like 3, 4, 5.
So
o'clock.
That's my question. What would you do after work with no phone?
Chill, bro. Literally go to the gym at the apartment complex, work out for an hour, maybe grab like a snack or something. Probably, like, the first time I ate that day too was just after I went to the gym and then go slacklining. And then by the time I was done slacklining, it'd always be like 6, 7 o'clock, because it was around February, so it was still like winter hours and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're like sundown forever.
Right.
And sun go down at like 4:30 and shit.
Bro.
So like,
what about homies and shit, like linking up with people?
You could, okay, bro.
They know
okay.
where I live.
Advice, I was in Fargo, North Dakota. If I, anybody
well,
I want to find
a story,
is
not
going to
cool.
the same 6 bars downtown. There's
True.
Only 6 bars.
Well,
so
how you
I'm,
there?
Every, I'm gonna find
you
everybody,
call an Uber.
And everybody's gonna find me, like.
Yeah,
not in
right.
the sense,
hard
but like
miss,
people
bro.
I wanted to meet. You know what I mean? People I wanted to see. I was at a point in my life where I was trying to figure out who I was, and I did use that time.
It's like us every week.
But that was one of the first.
Right.
That was one of the first
right,
times
right.
in my life where I was like, I'm gonna sit back and actually fucking cope with these fucking things in my head and not try to escape them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or just sit with them. Because, I mean, I would escape them in books and in music and, like, just regular shit I do on my own. But I wasn't worried about, I guess, going and looking for that escape in other people or, like, looking for it online.
When you didn't have your phone, you're saying? Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I didn't have my phone. And you know what the dopest part about it was? There was two things. The obligation, not having the obligation to respond to everybody in the moment. Excuse. And the second one, for me personally, was that if you wanted to find me, you had to either see me, be around, like be out and about around me and see me, or be around one of the, like, the last motherfuckers to see me in, like, the next last, like, hour. Like,
hey, you know what I mean? You're like a missing child every day.
Oh, shit, I just saw his ass walking, you know what I mean? And then you might find me out and about, you know what I mean? That was very cool.
You're easy to spot for sure, though.
Yeah. That was so
fun. Do you remember, did we ever talk about it here, the first time we had met in person, and I thought you were on drugs for sure?
We had to have talked about it.
On the
we
podcast? We had
talked about it, yeah.
Fuck, man. I gotta quit smoking.
That shit was gnarly, though, bro.
Bro, this man was so turned up.
No, that was the second time we linked up, though.
Where was the first time? Oh, because we were at the...
The second time we linked, we had been talking for like 6 months, yeah. 7 months. And then, like, we just saw it. You were like, yo, I'm gonna be in Fargo. And I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, I'll come out right now. Right. And I was in one of the most depressed points of my life, too. I was weighing,
yo,
like, 220.
Yo, you seem live. 220.
A 410, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, how am I gonna be 410 weighing 220? A 410. You know what I mean? And, like, bro, I remember, like, seeing you and feeling some type of way, but, like, I was just gassed to, like, being in your presence. And because you was giving that same vibe. Like, you were just
right.
Like, oh,
no,
shit,
I was excited.
Shit.
Well, because we also have been talking. Because the first
you
time
you looked me in my eyes and said, bro, you got to be on something right now. I'm like, bro, yes. I'm just literally out here drunk.
Nah,
like,
bro.
In OB
I know
right
Adderall.
Now.
I've taken Adderall.
And you're like, bro, no, you got to be on something. I'm like, nah.
You were, like, dancing and there was no music playing.
I wouldn't, dude, there's always music playing in OB, bro. It's either Nelly.
No, you're right. Usher,
I'm
lying. I was trying
or,
to be funny,
you
but.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you were turned up, but.
Not even turned, bro. It was just, that should be playing 01 music. But every night.
Yeah,
if I had to leave.
01 with the music videos?
Yeah, back.
Like a very oddly.
There the word.
Large population of, like, what was it, Somalians over there?
Nah, I thought you were going to say drunk frat dudes, bro. Trying
no,
to touch
there was
people.
More like Africans there than there was white drunk dudes.
Nah.
100%.
Bro, the amount of times I thought I was going to get touched.
Like African African.
By a drunk frat dude. Like, straight up. Dude, it was nuts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a college.
Like, have you ever
too.
Been dragged to one of them frat dudes' rooms? I'm not saying I
wait,
have.
Wait, whoa, whoa, what?
None.
For a what? Their room?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You
like,
ever,
do coke or something?
Have you ever been in a member of a fraternity?
No, actually, no. I don't think I actually have.
Bro.
No bullshit.
Late at night.
Is it weird?
Fuck it. A Saturday night after the bar, 2:04 a.m.
Okay.
You ever been there?
Nah, I'm nuts. Still at the bar.
Bro,
why can't
scary.
I get another drink?
Fucking scary, bro. I've been around motherfuckers, like, literally in, like, some frats around there.
But what goes down?
Bro. Some terrorizing shit, truly. Straight up, bro. Some just agonistic fucking, like.
Agonistic? I don't even know what that means.
Truly just, like.
I'm gonna Google that.
Trapanizing, bro. Like, the last time it happened to me, I swear to God.
Agnostic?
I was listening.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Or agnostic?
Everything. Last time I was in there.
A person who believes that. No, wait. I know what agnostic means, man. I don't think you said the right
agnostic.
Shit. All right. Trapadelic.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say
said.
Is, yeah. is a lot of these fraternities be really, like, treating people terrible. I know a lot of people can relate to that, bro.
Sounds
I had too
like
many
America
combos
me.
About do people in fraternities treating people terribly at 204 and later.
What? Like, they're getting what's it called? Initiated at 204? Or this is like, what do you mean? Like, they're angry? And why were they
why
were you in
their
room?
I aim towards what I'm talking about more so. It's like them bringing people back to their fraternity. After the bars
and just being
and
mean to him.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking one night stand is that?
Terrible.
People
Terrible.
Come over thinking they're getting laid and these
Too
guys
busy.
Are just bullying them or
but
what?
Bro, I'm talking about 18 niggas in the same crib. Only 2, 3, 4 whoever's get brought back. And they just get treated like shit because there's 18 animals in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
But why? Like dudes?
18 horny animals. You know? And then it's just, yeah. We didn't have the dynasty, you know? We could have left it at that, guys. We could have left it at like 2.5 minutes ago at least. Oh, shit. Man. I was watching the clock countdown. Like, horny
animals, bro.
I don't want to fucking keep explaining.
That sounds like a shitty fucking alternative, man.
Whatever. How you been?
Thriving.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear my people out here spiritually and voluptuously thriving. You know what I mean? Thriving.
Yeah, wow. Dude, this is the best I think I've ever felt consecutively.
It's the longest streak I ever been like, on.
Saturday was fucking awesome, and then
yo, you talking about 4 days? You talking about 4 days streak and feeling? Hell yeah, I'm proud of you,
hey,
man.
Hey, do that math. Come on.
I'm proud of you, man.
not another. Found the title, I think.
Actually, that'd be a great yeah.
We back.
Sort you've been of. Good,
every time we tell people we coming back, we split
hey,
up for another
been since,
3 months.
Since you graduated, though.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
definitely did. I remember, cuz.
Like, I actually did.
I think you got a whole
bro,
stamp.
I didn't know I for sure was done until my mom, I had my my mom's address.
Locked you into an ASVAB fucking last semester.
Don't fucking ASVAB. Hey, that's for the military.
Hey, can I be honest? Is it FAFSA or FAFSA?
Oh, wow.
Which one is
I think
it?
We did that in one of our other episodes. Financial aid, financial
no, which one
suitability.
Is it? FAFSA or FAFSA?
I'm trying to do the acronym.
No, nah, bro, don't read it out. Just tell me which one you be saying.
FAFSA. For sure.
Cool. Anyway, you graduated, motherfucker. Congratulations.
Summa cum laude. And congrats, I had to Google it because I didn't even know what that meant, but it's top
I
of the class.
I don't know. I thought it was a fucking pastry, to be honest. Truly, I ordered that motherfucker with cream in the middle, straight up. Anyway, bro. I'm so proud of you, dude. Like, really, you came out here to do some music shit, bro. You definitely did some music shit.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Since I graduated, I ain't touched my shit once. That was back, like, listen, I didn't know I graduated. My mom, I had my mail going to my mom.
Wait, what?
Listen, don't worry
you
about
you just
that.
Kept going to school and shit?
Yeah, wait, what? Oh, no, I mean, like, I didn't know it was official.
I thought you didn't know it was done. I thought,
that,
yeah,
too,
I thought
actually.
Just, like,
yeah, I
kind of
didn't know if
shit.
We had another one. Because, I mean, everything was online, bro.
Oh,
at that
yeah,
point,
word,
I was, like, half-assing it.
Pandemic.
Trying to learn about audio engineering over the fucking Zoom.
Friday.
Thank you. But, no, she sent me a picture of, like, the little... They gave me the tassels, like, the little red tassels, you know, for... Like,
for
the suit.
Yeah.
What?
Big Kevin Gunn's.
The dude putting them in the thing, like, these are going to Minnesota, but I'm sure he'll show up in the fucking uniform.
Oh, word, like...
What? Like, why
you
would you...
Pictures,
but, hey, I don't know.
Maybe
I can hang myself with it one day or something.
Or even, like, tie somebody up with it. And get your revenge on that place, you know.
But
I mean?
Let them know I graduated.
They
before.
Might try to be sending up some fucking weird shit like that, you know what I mean?
What you mean?
Come back and meet us and show how real you are, you know what I mean? Type of shit, like.
What you talking about?
Nothing.
Wait, it's, my school?
Yeah, there's some weird shit that goes on in Idaho prisons, bro. It's just like that. Man, I really be on fucking Hulu too much, bro.
What are you watching, bro?
Nothing.
Let's date it. Let's timestamp it. What
bro, motherfuckers in Echo Park, you give me some weird ass recommendations for shows.
That's right. I just moved.
Oh, what?
Or fuck. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No
one's
weird
at this
point.
Is that where you moved or you fucked? What? Which one?
What?
I thought you said you fucked in Echo Park.
Nah, I never fucked in Echo Park.
I heard Echo Park's fire, but I heard it's terrible at the same time, so it sounds pretty neutral to me.
Yeah, it's nice. I just stay inside. I got a backyard.
Where?
Yeah.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Fire, hard to beat. Wow, congrats, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You have to come check it out.
That's mad fire.
It's got
I miss
the,
having yards and shit.
Bro, it's got the outdoor lights, too. And a fruit tree. And
by
I don't even know the
way,
fruit.
My
I
nigga.
Don't even know the fruit. What? What you grabbing?
Ask me about what happened out
oh,
here
right, right.
Night.
You were bringing that up
I
earlier.
I walked you down there first.
What happened? All right, so we in his apartment complex. And you had seen...
Bro.
What happened?
I was here in the undisclosed location. Is it undisclosed or undisclosed? Anyway, I was here.
Underclothed.
Yeah, ooh, same. I was eating some tacos in here at the end of the night.
Hard
whatever.
Or soft shell?
But, nah, it was a Huaraches and pastor taco.
The Nikes.
Straight up. And I almost finished the Huaraches and then walked out there to grab a fork, bro. It was mad lettuce all over the place. So I was like, all right, I'm going to come out here, finish with a fork. And I'm on the fridge, right? I'm on the fridge, like, putting, like, the salsas and shit away that I didn't use. I hear, like, a bunch of loud-ass screeches from outside, like, out in the balcony, right? Like, out near the street. Or the street, confused. Much parking lot and shit. Bro.
What could this have been?
I'm like, oh, shit. It sounds like somebody's dog getting into it with somebody else's dog. It was my first shit. It was like, I should hear some people screams, too. Right. You know what I mean? Trying to get some their dog off somebody.
Some people screams.
But they're trying to get their dog off somebody. You know what I mean? Because these are chupacabra screams right here. You know what I mean? Screams. Some shrieks and shit.
Oh, shit.
So I take my happy ass to the front of the crib, look out the window, and I see what looks like to me a big-ass white lab on top of, like, something. On top of something, just fucking really holding its ground, right? Couldn't see all of it. Like, there's mad trees outside that window, right? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going out to the balcony. I walk out there, and I see what I'm definitely sure. For the first second, I'm definitely sure this is the biggest white lab I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Okay.
On top of a coyote. Just fucking. And the coyote's the one screaming, right?
Yeah. They sound mad weird.
Bro.
What was it?
I took the second. Damn, does that make sense?
Yup.
The first second was yellow lab.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's a white lab or a yellow lab?
It's yellow lab. I probably said it fucked up the first time. Right. I'd be fucking up all
fuck
the time.
Fuck the color,
anyway,
bro.
Anyway, bro, you want to know what second number two was?
Well, huh?
Mountain lion.
You're lying.
And it was.
No pun intended.
On my mama.
No.
On my mama.
A baby one?
Bro, no. Nigga, a big ass.
But how big compared to the white yellow lab?
Bro, okay, bro. It was three times the size of this fucking coyote, at least. It was
huge. There was a coyote?
Bro, yes. There was a fucking mountain lion
fighting a coyote.
No, not even fighting it, bro. On top of it, just and the fucking coyote was just.
So the yellow lab screaming. Was a mountain lion. You said it was white, bro.
Yeah.
It's you said the color white so many times.
I probably said white lab, but it was a mountain lion's got a really nice.
Hell no, they're yellow as shit,
bro. You talking semantics and hues, bro?
So, wait, that might be a better title, semantics and hues.
What I'm saying is, I saw a fucking mountain lion, fucking on Coyote's neck out here, right? Okay, so it's chilling, right? It's chilling on top of this thing, and I'm like,
so it was a full grown one.
Swear to God. Well, there's one here. It's named P22. It's the one that lives in Griffith.
You named it P22?
I have a tracker.
That's not even creative. Oh, wait, that's its like tracker name?
Yeah, his dad's name was P21, bro. Bro.
Shut your bitch ass up.
It lives in Griffith. There's only one mountain lion out here. And
wait, this is real?
It.
He grabbing his
they
phone.
They keep it out there to track it, bro. I think it's
and do
the last
what?
Thing
see
I
how many
up.
Dogs it fucks up?
P22.
Still's got
it
going.
I have to capture it, bro. It's 11 years old. It's been out there. We talked about this.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's just in Griffith Park, bro. Thousands of people walk around that park every day.
They just see how many people
it doesn't
it
attack
fucks
anybody,
up.
Though. But they track it every day.
For
like,
what reason?
One. Okay, so anyway, I'm watching it, bro. Yeah. And it fucking literally, with the strongest tone, man. I've never been like.
The strongest tone.
I've never been punked by some shit from a block away.
It looked
Without it, like, saying shit.
It looked at you?
It didn't make a noise.
But did it look at you?
It fucking, biggest shoulders I've ever seen. Koof, koof, koof. Bro, boom. Just is cool out walking towards the fucking hill right here.
After it ate the shit?
Bro, from the parking lot to the hill. It's like literally just walking. It didn't eat it. It fucking grabbed its neck. Fucking like, I'm guessing broke its neck with its teeth.
Yeah.
And just started walking with it. Because it quit crying. It quit crying after those first like four or five cries.
And its mouth?
The coyote. Yeah, and it just went, boom. Started walking.
The shoulder blades pop up, right?
Dude, that thing is well fed.
Like
that thing is not starving.
Yeah, they know how to. They know.
It's not starving out here.
No.
Like, there's mad deer. You've seen all the deer. And
you know, remember when I used to
see all the deer?
Remember the Facebook groups when they're like, the dog's missing?
Yeah.
It's like, we knew who got it.
Guess who's eating them, nigga?
I thought it was the coyotes.
This nigga's eating. Bro,
this is the food chain now.
Bro, walking out, right? It looks bad. I swear, you can see the blood stains. I'll show you the blood stains after we walk out there. There's actually four claw marks in the ground.
You're
in,
lying.
In the gravel.
We
got to
get a picture of that
yeah,
shit.
Whatever. We can make
that.
That
could be the photo.
That could be the photo.
Oh, my God.
Bro, it looked bad. Because I was like, because the neighbors down here, the neighbors on the third floor and the second floor looked out and they're like, oh, that's some dogs. I went, that's a mountain lion and a coyote. and looked back, bro, and kept watching it, right? And that's when he looked back at me, confirmed that he ain't no bitch nigga, and he gonna walk out with this coyote without me doing anything, and turned his head again, and slowly, but surely walked up the fucking hill and just disappeared. No sounds. Nothing. Nothing. We woke up at 5, and you know what else you can confirm? Is I woke up at 5:30 in the morning. Vin had already gone on his run or whatever the fuck in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was just barely light out, and I walked outside, and I woke up because I heard fucking howling from outside.
You like, gotta go back. Hold on.
Weird fucking howling from outside after this, right? So I went to sleep. I came back in here, and I was like, all right, cool. Vin came out, actually, too, and was like, what was that? This, that, that, that. I'm like, bro, look, dude, right? He goes back in his room. I come back in here. We go to bed. I wake up at 5:30 in the morning to a bunch of fucking, like, screeching and shit. Damn near the same sound. So I walk out to the front, like, damn, I'm really about to see this motherfucker again. He's just acing motherfuckers out of here in the parking lot, like, all morning. Like, he's been doing this, and I fell asleep on the clock. Like,
it's the neighborhood mascot.
Anyway, bro, I walk out here, bro, and I'm just hearing mad screeching from, like, up on the hill where that fucking mountain lion just walked up to. Because we live on the fucking hill of the fucking Hollywood sign, bro. Like, it's literally just nothing but forestry for, like, miles.
Forestry. For miles. That's how you know we're far away from home.
Miles, bro. And I mean, it's all dead grass. But, like, bro. No, I'm kidding.
Shout out to the fires.
I just hear all these screeches and shit, right? I get back, crash out, whatever, wake up for work, and I check my Snapchat, bro, when I got to work, and Vin's got a story up of one motherfucking screeching, howling coyote just standing there. Just, like, just crying out, bro. Just standing there, sitting there, crying out. For no fucking reason, bro. I don't know what reason it was. But I'm guessing it was because his homie just got murdered.
I bet it was.
I
bet it was his homie.
Nuts, bro.
It was like a memorial cry.
Nuts. Anyway, that was a long segment on the fact that I can't wait to show you those mountain lion claws.
We got. I'm going to look one up.
Because the thing is, I thought they were not. I for sure knew they weren't white. That scratch out there and the blood out there still. I can't recreate that for you. Like, that would have been some wild shit to make up for the podcast. I didn't know we was going to have today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about out there?
Pussy.
Yo. No, we weren't. 100% not.
Why not?
Shit. You got this Goodwill book. It's called The Complete Pun Book, and I'm stealing it from you. I figured we'd just open some shit up and see if something's funny. All right. Rubber gloves come in very handy. Off to a tough start.
That's it.
The inventor of the first recliner got a chair of the prophets.
If I could do the cricket noise.
Oh, shit. The first dog kennels were rented on a 20-year leash.
Halfway through it, bro, I was like, I mean, give me a good one, bro. Don't just be sitting there, like, going through your memory decks of, like, the ones that didn't work. Like, run me them, bro.
Australian beer is made out of kangaroo hops. I'm just going to keep reading them until you laugh at one.
I don't lie, that one was all right.
It was not bad. Some of them you can appreciate. They're just not funny. The first time. The first tavern to open in Alaska was a polar bar.
Remember when you used to tell me exactly why it was funny?
Yeah, I still do that.
I used to tell you not to do that.
Yes, and you know what? You doing that made me do it more. I think that's going to be... I'm about to start getting back into stand-up, bro.
You should.
But I'm going to incorporate that. Like explaining the joke, but making it funny. Because it's like no one wants... I mean, fuck. If you got to explain a joke, it's not funny. But if you do that
you
funny...
You could probably... Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Bro, you could probably do that pretty well. Yeah,
like explain
what I'm saying
why...
Was,
even when...
You ain't doing that good in the past. But you'll get better.
Huh?
As long as you focus on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go. The first boat show had a yacht to offer.
You got to be more fluent, bro.
It's not me. It's the
had a yacht to offer. Boom would have sent me.
When the ant saw the anteater, he bugged out. Nah.
They're getting better.
The plasterer named his son Wally. The, The car sometimes owned by a movie star is an Oscar.
Damn.
Nah, I'm going for one more. Otherwise, I can't leave on that.
Who publishing this shit?
Yo.
Who said, yup, green light. Green light that motherfucker right there.
Did someone proofread it? No? All right, fuck it.
Why would they? The fuck?
A man named Macintosh joined the Apple Corps. Nah.
You really gonna leave on that?
Nah. We're cutting all this out.
Fuck, that hurt. We're cutting all this out. You better just leave that because you said that, bro. You might as well just leave it now. Bro, you gotta leave all that. I bet you motherfuckers be in their damn car on their way to fucking Boise, Idaho. Yo. Dying, cuz. Like, this nigga is missing. Like, that'd be some shit.
What
boy.
If someone came in on, like, midway through the podcast and they're just hearing me say these and they didn't hear that they're from a book?
I'm telling you, Brady's.
The first Army dental unit had a good drill team. That's it, man. I'm leaving on that one. That's the winner.
Hell yeah.
Oh, all right. I brought my cards over, man.
Your tarot card?
Yeah. Hey, they're tarot, man. I got yelled at the other day by some spiritual chick. AKA every chick that I ever say in front
of. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'd be the worst type.
It's actually tarot. I'm like, I'm actually leaving.
I'm talking about the worst type of cards. They're the worst type of cards. Yeah. Fuck, man. There's playing cards. You got Monopoly cards. You got fucking anything.
Green cards.
Fuck, man. All the cards. Bro. Yeah, all them cards. Bro. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then them fucking tarot cards be the worst card. Nobody can explain them to you better than they can explain them to themselves.
Oh, no, for sure. It's like your own interpretation or whatever link you read.
You got it.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about it.
As someone's reading it to you, you're either taking a good interpretation or a bad interpretation.
They're just projecting what's going on with them. Nah, I don't know.
If somebody's reading your tarot cards, tell you going to get hit by a bus, you look at buses
different. No, that's a crystal ball, bro. These are different. These are like, what's my career path? Dude,
if they give you the fucking, what is it, the three cups.
The three of cups, yeah.
If they give you that,
that
one,
actually means no. Just
you like, start looking at glasses different.
Bro, shut your you like, fucking yo, shut.
I bought a sixer and I got three left. You feel me, niggas be bugging.
The three of beer.
the three of Miller, bro. They be deep like that.
Yo, all right.
The king of beers.
I brought some cars, motherfucker. They're it's this card game I got called We're Not Really Strangers. They're just like random prompts.
Honestly,
it's not even
them,
more like a
dude,
game,
bro. They fire.
Yeah, follow them. This shit's so good. I don't know. I went on a date once, and a girl brought it with, and it was just like a great way to get to meet somebody. But it's more than just like that kind of relationship type. It's like I played this with more of my homies than probably anybody else, and it's just like a great way to get to know people and like get you to open up. They even have like because all the cards have questions, but it's like they'll have. There's another two set of cards that.
Bro, if you're
say,
trying to peg me, just let me know, bro.
Hey,
what? Inappropriate, bro. I thought we had no boundaries.
Peg you, bro. I'm just talking about having a conversation, man.
No, I said beg me.
Oh, beg you.
You
yeah.
Weird, bro. All
right. I'm just gonna grab a random one. Oh hell no! I don't want to do this. I just pulled this the other day. What do you think my weakness is?
Oh, it's like this? Oh, damn. I should have read through a couple of these cards before we just
nah,
said.
They usually, that's a deep one, I think.
Damn,
yeah, that's
I
level
think
three.
Your weakness is?
Yeah. And then I'm going to answer for you.
In general? Nigga, in general?
No. We skipping that. We're going to come back to that.
For real?
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
I thought of a lot of shit.
Well, hold on.
I'm kidding.
Oh shit. Oh, here we go. That's a good one. What title would you give this chapter in your life?
In my life?
Nah, the dude. Fucking. Yeah, you motherfucker.
Smooth?
Young Wallace.
What chapter? What do you mean, what chapter? Like, which number? Or which? Or what would I title it?
Title it, motherfucker.
Doing shit. Just doing shit.
I like that.
No. Quotations. I just be doing shit. Swear to God, that would be his goddamn title. Swear. I didn't tell you the script I just signed.
What?
For it, too.
For who?
It's a live action joint.
No way.
Well.
Can you give out any details?
Wants me to PD and shit. So it's cool. Nah, it's like.
So why would you bring it up, man? How LA? Because
you're my best friend, motherfucker. Well, I just wanted to
turn
say
the camera or fucking.
I forgot the mic was here as often.
Anyway, we'll talk about it. That's cool.
Can
though.
I do? I pull the next
you're
one.
You grinding? Oh. Yeah, go ahead. I didn't answer, but that's cool.
Oh, shit's for both of us.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, what the fuck were you titling?
I still don't know. I was thinking.
Wow, nigga. Oh, you were using me.
Nah, yours is good. We were just talking about that. I'm like doing shit, but what I would yours say be, bro? Content. At peace, maybe content. I know it's not that exciting. But
you kind of feel that way, though.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel you really feel like. That just,
that's just me from the outside. I'm, chilling, I'm glad you said that.
All right,
bro. You got to shuffle these like a real deck?
Yeah,
like
make sure deck? It's the white one. The other ones are like action. Prompts.
Action ones? Like you got to do like there? Yeah,
like do an Australian accent.
Do a lap dance around the room and say some weird shit.
A lap dance around the room? Don't even make sense.
You know what it is. What is the most unexplainable thing that's ever happened to you?
How the fuck am I supposed to explain that?
I don't know what that card is for.
Man, maybe don't get the game.
The most unexplainable thing. All right, well, pretty much, bro, I just explained it. The fucking mountain lion, bro.
Yeah. So that's your, well, that didn't happen to you. You witnessed it.
That happened to me, bro. I didn't mean to do that shit.
I didn't mean to do it, bro.
I
didn't mean to watch it, fuck.
I didn't mean for it to happen to me, bro.
Bro, your ass got up out the house.
What's
the
wildest thing that happened to you?
I got hit by a fucking car the other day.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Bro, my boy just got out the ICU and went into the fire.
No, the trauma care unit. Boy, ICU is nothing.
Fuck, well, that wouldn't make more sense. No, I mean... Shit, bro, but that's still wild. No, that's wild, bro. Fuck, man.
Holy fuck.
I don't mean to ask the wrong question, but how was that?
I've never.
You got hit by a bus. You remember how many bike issues niggas had? I didn't got hit by no fucking bus.
I didn't get hit by a bus.
Oh,
I got hit by a car, but still, that shit hurted.
Gaslighting.
You know what it is. 101.
100%.
Bro, this shit, it was bizarre. You know what? I've never really had PTSD before in my life, but I swear to you, I do now. Like, if cars even drive past me fast, I get, like, weird little, like, flashbacks of just, like, fucking, like, the pain you felt. It was just bizarre. Luckily, I'm, dude,
what
I didn't
kind of
even,
pain was that?
Just, like, you know when you watch someone, like, fall or some shit? You just, like, cringe or, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show MTV Scarred? Like, motherfuckers with, like, big-ass crashes. They, like, bone would be sticking out of their leg.
Damn, and you're that was just, actually an eye-opening fucking show.
It was, man. Wait, why?
Man, MTV had some wild shit before. It just ran ridiculousness for fucking 26 hours a
day. I'm so done with that shit. Every hotel I ever go to, the only show that's on is ridiculousness.
How the fuck did Rob Dyrdek sign that contract?
I mean, he's funny, but...
Bro. I love it. Just saying, that's a hell of a contract.
Who do you think carries the
load?
Show? Yeah. The little DJ dude.
I think MTV carries the entire load. They would not still be on TV.
Dude, like, financially, they...
Bro, they would not still be on TV. Who's rating that show?
Nah, you're not lying.
Nah, there might be people on motherfucking Reddit talking about the last episode of Ridiculousness in 2006. Their favorite shit.
All right, one more card. I got to work in the morning.
Bro, we working right now.
All right, well, give me a Modelo, motherfucker.
Take one, bro.
Well, open it for me. I don't got no screwdriver.
Me and Modelo. Holy fuck, dude. Holy shit.
Crack it open. You got the fucking ruler? Why do you even... Who the fuck has a metal ruler just sitting around?
An artist, nigga.
Bro, feel like
I ain't touched that motherfucker in a while. Neither, bro. I don't know why I got a ruler. Hey, actually, nah. Yeah, all you really need
bro, Modelo is the fucking drink of the people around here. Everyone drinking Modelo.
They just hit me again, bro. It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Like, as like the last week, literally. My boy Orlando, shout out that nigga. He probably never listened to this shit, but shout him out. He be going through my days with me, bro.
Straight yeah.
Up. Yeah. It's cool. Nice guy.
Grab another card.
Oof. Wish I could get another card, motherfucker. I'm in debt about.
Nah. Four cards.
I'm so glad I bought that motherfucker, dude. Honestly, I'd be thinking about like people buying cars and leasing them shit. It's like, I'm glad you bought your shit, bro. Like,
oh yeah.
People leasing
it. Straight. Really oh yeah, just bought it straight up.
But like,
it wiped guess, me out, yeah, but it was it's nice not that. Having the monthly well, payment.
All right, so say reflection on the back. I should never read that. What do you think I should know about myself that perhaps I'm unaware of? You could go all night about this motherfucker right there.
Mm.
You could just go with whatever one won't hurt the most. Truly, bro. Like,
nah, bro. No, something you don't know about yourself. I noticed. I don't know, bro. Just how fucking massively creative you are. How much of a big fucking kid you are. How much everybody loves your ass. How much everyone. And I think subconsciously something in you is picking it up because you keep doing it, but you don't always see it. At least what you be telling me. You're just like, I don't feel like I'm doing enough or this or that. It's like, bro, you are a blessing to be around, man. But it's hard to see it, too. It's hard to see it on your own. I try to be a good person. You get feedback, but you don't always, like, feel it. Or, you know, you get good feedback. But, yeah, just a good fucking person to be around. Like, this always. As soon as someone sees your ass come in the room, shit. Over.
I don't want to fucking say the same one though. Like,
that's why we friends.
It's not the same, but like, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Like bro.
Or what do you see me like you know second guessing myself about?
You know what the wild shit was for me when I kind of knew that you didn't get it. Not that you didn't get it.
Yeah, but you don't but see it.
Holy
always.
Fuck! I see. I think I do kind of see you larger than you may see yourself. Because I think you're in it. You know what we used to talk about? Mm-hmm. It's fucking 11-11 today.
Wow, dude. Make a fucking... Oh, wait.
I didn't think about that at all. That's oh, gnarly.
Yeah, that November is cool. November 11th. Oh, shit. Is that what we call it?
I don't know. It's going to be anyway, a long title. What I'm going to call this is... Bro, when I first realized that I might realize you bigger than you might realize yourself, was that night we were at homie Javon's crib.
Yeah.
And you're in the living room and Nick, just motherfuckers there that I thought were like out of this world knew you already off grip and you didn't hinge for a second to start trying to play a role or play into what they thought you might be or try to like be something that you may not be that you think other people want you to be, bro. Like you just held steady and like, cause niggas knew you, bro. Like motherfuckers knew you and they're like, damn, no, you that motherfucker from so-and-so. And bro, we're in LA. At somebody's, not mansion, but just somebody's fucking fire ass pool party, like notoriable people, like notoriable was that? Anyway, like, it was just wild to me. And I'm sitting there thinking about it while we're in it, watching you just be yourself of what I know who you are. And I'm like, holy shit. I think that's what being a star should feel like. Like, that's how I'd want to be a star. Or that's how I'd want to be immortalized in this world, you know what I mean? Like, or how I'd want to be remembered is someone that, yeah, they were that, but the only reason they were that is because they just kept doing them or being themselves. Or, like, not crack under pressure, but, like, through thick and thin, they held it out. And through all these years, you've always just held it out, which is cool as fuck to me. And I don't know if you realize that about yourself. I've never asked you. I've probably never said this. You know what I mean? But I think that's pretty fine. I think that's something you don't know about yourself. Is that you're a star already in the inside, and you worry about it sometimes on the outside. But we all got that shit.
Well, let me
which
get,
is fine.
Give me a Kleenex, man. Hold on.
I'm about I to appreciate give you, a, you, bro. For your dick or your eyes, bro.
A what?
I just saw you nut cross the room, bro. Chill.
Just like us, deflect.
I almost caught it.
Too many serious feelings.
I almost caught it, man. For real. Hey, no, just to make sure
that,
I can
man.
Give it to a no, scientific but society to make sure you keep living on. You know what I mean?
Everyone went from crying to fucking laughing to confused.
Like, why you want to see?
No, I appreciate it, bro. That's you know, the only one true thing I desire
like more than anything else is to just, I hope that how I intend to be viewed as is what's translated. I'm glad my intentions of like being funny and lighthearted and just like wanting people around me to succeed and just like holding a space for everyone, trying my best not to be judgmental. It's like my goal is for that. Like that's what I'm trying to do. So when people recognize it, it's a nice little like, not only is it validating, but it's a nice little just reminder that it's like, you're doing it, dude. And for me, it's like mental snapshots where it's like, after someone tells me something like that, I'm just like, all right, we'll keep doing that. That's working.
Yeah, hell yeah. You want to know something you taught me that I think about constantly that I don't ever, there's so much shit you taught me that I don't ever even think about being like, bro, thanks for teaching me this. Like, I don't know. We just be around each other.
Right.
I don't know. I never think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you see it in me and shit. Like when I'm sounding about
both of us,
and you're just like, oh shit, yeah, I remember telling that.
Oh no, 100%. Watching us not freak out.
One of the biggest ones, bro. Yeah, one of the biggest ones is you telling me like, no matter what the fuck you do, I don't even know if fucking you meant it in this super deep ass way or not, but I took it to the fucking head so hard. No matter like what you do in your life, like if you want to be a singer or if you want to write a book or if you want to like make a movie or if you want to fucking invent the next best fucking TV or whatever, as you go about your day and as you go about the hours you have in a day, you do things and you act and you function, and no matter what you do, that's exactly what the fuck you wanted to do every time, at every moment. It's not that like when you want to write a book and you spend an hour writing it and then spend the next 8 hours chilling with your friends and watching YouTube videos and, I don't know, just doing whatever the fuck. When you look back on it, you're like, oh, fuck, I only spent an hour writing my book and a whole fucking 7 hours doing everything else. I must not want to write this book, or I must not be doing what I want to do. Like, what I want to do is write this book, right, but I'm not doing that. It's right. Like, no, what you want to do is spend fucking 1 hour writing that book. And 7 hours, do whatever the fuck else you did, because that's you're always going to do what the fuck you wanted to do, no matter what the fuck it is at the end of the day. Like, bottom line, like, the actions you make are exactly what you intended, and period, pretty much. I don't know, I just took it way deep, like, super deep. Like, it helped me cure the little anxiety I had looking back. Like, it helped me get rid of a lot of baggage that, like, oh, fuck, I wish I would have been doing this. I knew I was supposed to be doing this, but I never did it. And, like, all that shit. And it's like, no. You did exactly what the fuck you wanted to do, and that's what got you here. And look where you are, doing exactly what you want to do, like, right now, too. I don't know. It was weird to me. I don't know if anybody understands
it. You grabbed a bag of chips instead of eating a salad. You did it because you wanted to do it. I should eat the salad.
You
wanted the chips.
Yeah, I think that's how you explain
it. Right, well, because that's why it hits hard, because it's so, like, obvious and simple, but it's, like, it's so deep, it's, like, bro. you would have done it if you really wanted to do it. So don't beat yourself up. You did what you wanted to do. Yeah. You had an itch, and you scratched it, bro. Yeah, it's because it wasn't the healthiest one, just because it wasn't what society would have done with their time off. Like, I beat myself up today, bro, because I had a day off, and I slept all day. Fuck, man, it's my only day off. I didn't get anything done. And then my friend texts me. She's like, it was your day off. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the best time to sleep.
I should have done a bunch of shit. Like,
I'm just saying, bro. Yeah.
Pick a day, bro. Like, fuck. Man, I'm telling you, that shit sat with me so deep. That's cool. Idea of feeling guilty. I talk to you all the time about feeling guilty for feeling guilty and how that's just anxiety in a nutshell. Right. You know what I mean? And like, I didn't realize I was subconsciously doing that all the time. Like, with fucking,
and maybe that's what it is too. It's like just hearing it allows us to like use that. It's like hearing about stuff. How do I word it? My bad.
I thought about it as enabling at first.
Yeah,
I thought I was enabling myself to not do shit.
Well, it's like anytime I can learn a tool to catch something, like, that's how you get away from anxiety. That's how you get away from like going down rabbit holes. That's how you get away from like self sabotage. Is it's like you stop for a second and like analyze that thought. Or see where it came from. Why are you feeling that way? So it's like when you talk about the, you always do what you want to do. It's like after you make a decision, you go back to that quote. And just you going back to the quote gave you enough time to stop and think about what you're doing. And in that moment, no matter what it was, you just stopped and you were very present. Like, just practicing being present, no matter how you're doing it, is so good. So if that's what it takes, is for you to like analyze oh, damn, I just did what I wanted to do. Well, that was like a good, a nice snapshot of you being able to analyze what the fuck you just did.
Yeah, literally, you living your life the way, the
exactly. Which is it. I mean, that's how you make changes, though, too. People, like, everyone is like their whole life. It's like, I'm not this yet. I'm not that yet. I want to do this. I want to lose that weight. It's like, dude, you got to be conscious of every little thing you're doing. It adds up to all that. And it's like, but it's so hard to actually stop and analyze what you're doing. We're distracted. It's not that we're distracted, but we're just doing so much. You got cell phones, you got stuff going on. So anytime you can stop and just be present, it's like, that's, you can change the world in those moments. Like, your entire personality can be changed.
Really? That's what I used to tell
those little moments. And habits, habits, dude. I mean, that's all it is, too.
A fucking hobby is the habit.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just when you fucking have a nice connotation to it.
Yeah, you're doing something. Yeah, you like the hot. Yeah.
You like the hobby. You don't like the addiction.
You like the habit. Like,
bro, you're doing both. Hell yeah. They both take up time. They both are things you want to do during the day. They're both things that you want to see yourself doing. It's just whether you accept those things or not.
You heard it here first, folks.
Right here on KTLY.
KTLY, the beat.
In 30 minutes, we're going to report the next fucking fire station chase. going towards the next... I was going to go LA River, bro.
Welcome to the state.
Man, bro, I've been seeing the wildest fucking crimes and fires around here, bro. Can't lie.
Where, though? I mean, I see them off the highway, but, like, have you seen, like, a crazy-ass one? I see them off the highway a lot.
Fires?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really be off the highway, but crimes. Crime. Okay. Whether a crime is stealing a trash can, or the crime's like murdering somebody,
running a red light
because you saw them look at your dick while you was running butt naked down the sidewalk.
What,
bro? Either way, bro. The shit going on here is wild, bro. You know, there's a new like. There's people building houses out here on Griffith.
What?
At the bottom of Griffith, right here at the end of the road.
Yeah.
You go like, the only way I can relate it is about 122 steps down the sidewalk right here.
Yeah.
And you turn towards the fence, right? There's a couple of tents. There's like a couple, what do you call it?
Oh, you talking about homeless people? There's a couple of
tarps. No, hold on, wait. They're not homeless, bro. They're building. They're building, bro. They're building homes. Bro, there's tarps.
But couple, what kind of homes?
There's a couple
bro.
Tarps on the fence line, right?
Yeah.
Going towards Forest Lawn.
Oh, you know
and
why?
Then you go up the hill a little bit, right?
Wow, wait.
There's like 2-3 tents, but if you look up the hill a little more, when? Bro, you go hiking out there.
Right. But listen, they're building. Since when?
Homes.
I know, but when?
What do you mean when?
When did this start?
I don't know. I think I just saw it like 6 months ago.
No, okay. Because downtown, they just kicked everybody out. They just removed all the homeless encampments downtown. Where are they going?
Okay, what I'm saying is, yeah, okay, true. What I'm saying, bro.
They're coming up to Griffith.
I don't know if that's where they're coming or if these niggas just been here and they getting smarter and more integrated. But, bro, they're about to have a suburb out this motherfucker, bro. Swear to God, right here.
They probably got their own mayor system.
Is like, bro, I'd love to live right next to Forest Lawn. It's a beautiful mountain. Beautiful mountain right there on Griffith. Like, wow, what a great place. Like, right underneath the wisdom tree. Some dude just built a fucking one-story crib there out of recycled wood he found on the side of the road and in the LA River.
Bro, ain't all wood
oh,
recycled?
Oh, shit. Like, bro, how come this random motherfucker don't got paid no rent there when, honestly, you could pay a lot land? Bro, I don't know. I see Griffith Park and all that getting gentrified, bro.
Griffith Park getting gentrified by recycled wood.
It's bad,
wood,
bro. I'm watching it, bro. And it's like one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Gentrified wood.
I just saw a mountain lion come through this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yo, I gotta...
It's bad.
Hey, I think we got some good progress going here. I think we could probably do another episode coming up soon.
Of the podcast?
Yeah, because I gotta go
but
to
bed,
last
time we said that, we took at least...
Hey.
At least a year.
Progress, bro. A year.
I'm not talking about progress. I'm talking about consistency, bro. We owe these
progress,
motherfuckers a little something.
Yeah, the fact that we're doing it right now.
We got to get these motherfuckers some stickers or something.
Yeah, we need to make some stickers. Y'all buy some stickers?
They ain't got to buy them. We send them out.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Give us
Reach
your address.
Out. Reach out.
What y'all Wait, like, someone, bro? Someone, could someone draw
What y'all
something?
Like, bro? Y'all want a vinyl?
Y'all want
what y'all want,
bro? Yeah, what y'all want?
Sweater.
Sweater.
Shirt.
Shirt.
Beer.
You got beer?
You want a cup?
A bamboozled beer?
You want a cup?
It's got to be an IPA, bro.
Ugh.
We in L.A.
Sour.
Sour.
You gotta do something weird, bro.
We should give out like golf carts.
Or maybe like golf club covers.
Yeah, that sounds more affordable.
With our faces on them.
That would be hard. I would wear that. I'll probably wear it. Fuck it. Well, beanie.
Ooh.
Yeah, a nice cold beanie.
What about, I don't think motherfuckers want our faces on them, bro. Like, what should we put on that? We should put some, like, one of these episodes of Halloween-y.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to name this one?
I got to go through and listen.
Probably name this motherfucker, like...
How do you spell it?
I know it start with an H and the end with a M. Yeah, that is somewhere in there.
All right, man. I love you. Have a good night.
Are you trying to end this?
Yeah, bro. I've been trying to end it. I'm tired.
Chill. You eat now.
Nah.
Bro,
people. I lit the people candle. Know the tone.
I lit the candle,
and the candle's out
right when you got here.
And the candle's out.
No, it's lit. It's both flames are still lit. And you know why?
Because
we on demon time.
No, we're not. Don't. What are you saying? The fuck is demon time?
Doing this shit. I don't know.
This is half of my podcast, man, and I don't want that on my half.
This is just half my life right here. Like,
why? We ain't been treating it nice.
Thing I had in my IG bio. I know, right? 6 years.
Click the link. Click
the link in June. Watch the Halloween episode.
Like, you got a message?
Shit. Man, a message. Bro, look. It's either... I got two things, man. I got two messages for the people. Look, Enzyte might work, and bro, Nissan... Fuck with me.
Fuck with him. Oh.